Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Scone Neighbourhood Resource Centre can now build their laundry facility to support homeless and vulnerable locals. The organisation has received almost $20,000 from the federal government to build a portable building, a safe and respectful space with free access to a washing machine and dryer. Manager of the centre, Lee Watts, says it's thanks to the sixth round of the Stronger Communities program through government and they couldn't be more excited.
We are so excited. This was a huge project that we wanted to be able to do. It'll complement our other services as well. This is also supported financially by JobLink Plus. So, as I said, you can hear the excitement to be able to provide this.
Meantime, in funding news, the Singleton Showground will be able to make some big things happen after they also received some federal government grants. The association, which dates back to 1868, had two successful applications, $70,000 from the Supporting Agricultural Shows and Field Days program and nearly $200,000 from the Regional Agricultural Show Development Grants program. The larger of the two grants will go towards upgrading the cattle pavilion, demolishing the ageing dairy cattle sheds and constructing a new sheltered area. The successful grants were from a pool of money put to agricultural shows around the country after events were cancelled last year and this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Fire and Rescue New South Wales have their open day tomorrow across the Upper Hunter. Musselbrook will be open as well as Denman, Singleton, Scone and Aberdeen, who will all host an event between 10 and 2. James Markham, a firefighter from Musselbrook, says it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll have the truck on display. We'll have a barbecue with a COVID safe plan in place. We'll have our gear on display. We'll have some live fire demonstration and have some freebies to give out and some tickets for the Museum of Fire to hand out as well. And you'll just get to come down and meet the local fireys and have a look at the fire station.
And Hunter Valley Police District officers will be in Cassilis tomorrow for a community engagement session. Police, including Chief Inspector Guy Guiana, the officer in charge at Musselbrook and Upper Hunter, will be there with local officer Senior Constable Sullivan and others. So head along to Cassilis from 10 a.m. tomorrow and have a chat. It was a great night of Bengala Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League action at Aberdeen last night. In the first grade, the Scone Thoroughbreds had a dominant performance against the Aberdeen Tigers, winning 54-10. In reserve grade, Mary War won 16-6. Scone ran out the winners in the under-18s against the Tigers, and the Tiger Ladies and Magpies drew. Meantime, this weekend, the Singleton Bulls Rugby Union side will be playing at home against the University of Newcastle team tomorrow. Third grade starts at 12:30 p.m. and first grade kicks off at 3 at Howe Street in Singleton. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.